My name is John Erling, and today's date is November 9th, 2015. So, Denny, would you state your full name, please?
My name's Charles Dennis Crassup.
Okay, everybody knows you as Denny. Got to ask you how it came about using Denny or Dennis rather than Charles.
Well, my father and mother, especially my father, thought I'd go by my middle name, and it was Dennis, and he thought I might be a author someday, so he came up with the idea of my pen name would be Charles Dennis. But I go by Denny.
Was he a writer himself?
No, sir. Well, he never wrote anything.
All right. What is your date of birth?
October 20th, 1934.
And that makes your present age?
81 years old.
All right. And we're recording this interview here in the recording facilities of voicesofoklahoma.com. So tell us where you were born.
I was born in Chicago, Illinois.
Let's talk about your mother, your mother's name, and where she came from.
My mother's name was Gwendolyn Atchison, and she was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
What kind of personality would you give her?
She was very vivacious and liked to meet people and be involved with people, and she worked for 20 years when we lived in Veneta for the mental hospital in Veneta, placing people in nursing homes.
Do you think you draw any traits yourself from her?
Yes, probably I do. I like to meet people and enjoy visiting with people and making connections.
And that's what she was like?
She was like that.
All right, so then your father's name?
Charles Laverne Crassup.
And where did he grow up?
Well, he was born in Trenton, Missouri, and then he went to school at the Platte Business College in St. Joe, Missouri.
So then describe his personality.
He liked people, and he played semi-pro basketball for the college there in St. Joe, Missouri.
All right. And so was he too was outgoing.
Yes, both of them were very outgoing, and he started his career working for Armand Company in St. Joe, Missouri, and then after that he got transferred to Kansas City to the stockyards.
So you couldn't help yourself by getting out there. If you had two people who wanted to get out and meet people, you were destined to do that.
Right, and they met at the Kansas City stockyards. Well, my dad was with Armour, like I said, and my mother worked for a commission company there in the exchange building.
So the stockyards brought your parents together?
It brought them together, and they started dating, and they used to go to the Muehlbach Hotel in downtown Kansas City for lunch.
Yeah, so then how did they end up in Chicago, since you said you were born there?
Well, Armand Company transferred my parents to Chicago in the early 1930s, and he ended up being the head calf buyer for Armand Company in Chicago.
Okay. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother. I'm 4 years older than my brother, Henry Keith Crassup, and he goes by the name Keith.
And is he still living today?
Yes, he is in Veneta, Oklahoma. He's retired from the insurance business.
All right. So how long were you around the Veneta area, your family?
My parents moved to Veneta in 1951 after my dad retired from Armand Company. I was in Chicago at Morgan Park Military Academy, and that was between my junior and senior year, so I stayed in Chicago to finish my senior year of military school.
You were born in 1934. We had the stock market crash, the beginning of the Depression. Ends in 1932. You weren't even born yet. But did your family get affected by the Depression, and how were they affected?
Well, they really weren't affected very much. He had such a good job with Armand Company that we knew the Depression was going on in Chicago, but he wasn't affected like a lot of people were.
Was there a foster child by the name of June?
Yes. While we lived in Chicago, we would take in foster children, and they would live it with us. June was one of the girls, and she went to Calumet High School and took care of my brother and I at this young age.
Okay, so you had foster children in and out of your home.
Yes, and that was there on the south side of Chicago.
Hmm. Many of them then went on to live good lives and all?
Yes, there were two or three girls that lived with us when my brother and I were younger.
So then your education, your elementary school, where was that?
I was in Palos Heights, Illinois.
And then on to junior high and to high school. What high school did you graduate from?
I went to Morgan Park Military Academy on the south side of Chicago.
Tell us about that. Morgan Park Military Academy. Why there, and what was that about?
Well, friends of my parents, the Thralls, that lived on Beverly Hills on the south side of Chicago, their son and son-in-law both went to Morgan Park Military Academy, and they suggested that my father and mother send me to the school, and it was kind of the end thing right after the Second World War for young men to go to military school. Some had to go because they got in trouble, and some went just to be able to go to the military school, and our uniforms were just like West Point.
So was that a good experience for you?
It was an excellent experience. I learned a lot about discipline and out there again, how to get along with people, make the connections, and I met a lot of fellow students that I still know today. One lives in Chicago and one lives in California.
Did that make you want to continue in the military as a result of that experience?
Well, when I first, after I finished Morgan Park and graduated, I went to move to Veneta that summer, and from there I went to Oklahoma University in 1952.
So you graduated from Morgan Park in 51 or 52?
1952.
Right.